It's time for our Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Mustang Head Boys basketball coach Cameron Nettleton. Wesleyan Christian playing its final game of 2018 yesterday evening in a double-digit loss to Mingo Valley. That was in the Oklahoma Christian Schools playoffs, and that's the final time the Wesleyan Christian basketball program will play in that playoffs, as they'll be in the OSSAA next year. And Coach Nettleton, a successful season for you all. Won a lot of ball games early. I know you guys kind of fell on tumultuous times the last couple weeks, but fought through it with a group of guys that were kind of getting used to playing varsity ball at the end of the season. And just your overall thoughts on the playoffs and then the 2017-2018 campaign as a whole.
Yeah, I'm obviously disappointed with the playoffs and how they went. I thought we played hard in both games. We came up short and didn't do enough things. It's tough. These guys have had to go through a lot this year. We're playing guys now that in November and December we didn't play, so they're kind of basically starting over in January, and we kind of became a new team again, had to find a new identity on the fly, and they did a really good job with it. They proved a lot of things to me. They're a tough group and they adapt pretty well, and so there's a lot to be excited about going forward.
Yeah, and I know that's something that we talked about throughout the year in your coach's corners, or I guess throughout the last 2-3 weeks, was those group of guys that hadn't played a whole lot at the beginning of the year, played in, you know, increasingly larger amounts, and then, of course, at the tail end of the season, they kind of were the group. If you could maybe highlight a few of those guys individually and how they did down the stretch.
Sure. Well, I'll start with a couple of seniors that their role changed pretty significantly. Seth Thomas and Micah Owens. Seth was a starter for us throughout the whole year, but things changed, and he had to be more of a focal point offensively, had to shoot a little more, had to handle the ball a little more, and he did a great job, did some really good things for us, had some double-digit games scoring-wise, and did a lot of good and really showed me that he was ready for it. And Micah Owens kind of played sporadically at the beginning of the year, a post, but he got a lot more run lately and did some really good things. Rebounded really hard, boxed out hard, and would finish at the rim with either hand. He did a really good job. For about a 2-week stretch, he was averaging 8 points a game, and that was a big contribution.
And then for next season, 2018-2019, you'll be back in the OSSAA next year, and maybe some of the guys that'll be back next year. Who are some guys whose names we'll recognize when we talk again in the coming winter?
Yeah, I think we got a lot to be excited about. We have two sophomores right now, Austin Cobb and Levi Harper, that both are capable scorers and really good defenders, and they did some really good things over the year. They improved their game a lot. Austin Cobb kind of started the year, and he seemed like he wanted to be a spot-up shooter, but in the year he was going to the rim and going hard. And then Levi, a good post, and he's got some good touch, can finish with either hand. He's going to be really good as he continues to develop. And then Cale Smith was a freshman and kind of got forced into point guard duty for us this last couple weeks. And did some really good things. He can score in a lot of different ways. He's a good shooter. But what I was impressed with was how he was able to kind of grow up a little bit and start scoring around the basket. He kind of wanted to hang out around the three-point line at the beginning of the year. But he became much more aggressive over the last couple weeks. And there's a lot of good things to build on there.
Wesleyan Christian head boys basketball coach Cameron Nettleton. Once again, the Mustangs have their season come to a close last night, Monday night, against Mingo Valley, their second loss of the Oklahoma Christian Schools playoffs, and they'll be in the OSSAA next year, kind of turning a new page for the Mustang basketball program and, of course, the rest of their sports as well. Coach Nettleton, appreciate your time today and also throughout the season. Looking forward to talking with you next year.
Yeah, thank you.